Alpha Charlie Zero Sierra Charlie, Jeff. I just wanted to let you know that they do not have anybody out at NWS tonight. They have the radios offline, so in case you wanted to report that way, they're not going to be monitoring.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm in the chat room here, too, so I can always send it that way if anybody reports anything. All stations on the net, all stations on the net. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southwest St. Charles County and east central Missouri until 6:30 p.m. At 5:39, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located.
RTVWSD. I'm hearing tornado sirens. Do we have anybody knows where the tornado's at? KE0DVWSD.
It's in our southern, well, southwestern portion of our county, so be advised.
WB0FCC.
Fiasco.
Check me in. I will not be available to run anywhere for you this evening. I have a meeting, and the sirens in North O'Fallon are going off just fine.
Okay, we have you in North. The weather, the tornado sirens have gone off at 8:40.
I'm going to stand by and just kind of listen, see if anybody sees anything. KE0, Delta Victor Whiskey, Steve, monitor.
K.
Mexico and K.
Toronto, Highway K at Mexico Road. Highway K at Mexico Road, sir.
Understand, I have you logged in the net.
Roger.
Zero PNR. Available, Flint Hill. I'm hearing sirens at this point. Give me zero PNR.
Okay, Roy, we have you in the net here at Westville and Flint Hill area. Yes, sir. W0 is ECA, all stations on the net. National Weather Service has continued the tornado warning for our area here. It is radar indicated. Also, they're showing possible hail size of 2 inch for Franklin, St. Charles, St. Louis, and Warren County until 6:30. All stations on the net, this is W0 ECA. National Weather has issued another severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern St. Charles County until 6:30 p.m. At 5:56 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 7 miles east of New Hartford to near Troy to near Tutsal, moving east northeast at 55 mile an hour. Impacted locations are O'Fallon, Wentzville, Lake St. Louis, Darden Prairie, and most of the rest of it in New Mellie, and the rest of it is in Flint Hill, Forestdale, and then the rest is in Lincoln County. But that's another thunderstorm warning now until 6:30 p.m. for northwestern St. Charles County.
Hi, this is K0RBR repeater.
All stations on the net, a tornado warning remains in effect. This has just been put out again for southwestern St. Charles County at 6:04. A confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was located over Defiance moving.
They're talking about touchdowns on the TV.
I've got a boy on the road, so, you know, I wish we had a weather net going, too, but...
Clarkson Valley, Spirit of St. Louis Airport, Weldon Spring Heights, O'Fallon, Weldon Spring, Cottleville, and Chesterfield. So we do have a large, potentially dangerous tornado in the southwestern part of the county.
EO.
WBASCC, I hear tornado sirens in O'Fallon once again.
TJ, yeah, we're watching it. It's, and there's just started here in St. Charles, so it's headed north up, and, 80-0 MO.
I'm available for my QTH, Highway K and Highway N if needed.
Roger. Well, everybody's going to stay at the QTH right now because we potentially have an intense tornado just east.
My advice is whoever's listening to watch Channel 2, they're giving the best coverage of it right now. They're talking about New Melody with spotted touchdown out there, but it hasn't been confirmed.
KE0KEA, we had tornado sirens 10 to 15 minutes ago in the Page and Ashby, Westport / Overland, Missouri area.
Entering in Wentzville.
Kilo 1, Gulf Tango Kilo, Eureka.
I've got moderate wind, and that's about it here in O'Fallon, Central O'Fallon, but I'm waiting for it to move in.
It's in your direction to O'Fallon.
Anyway, he's talking on Channel 2. It's going to be, I'll probably catch the outer edge of the severity of it, but it may change at any moment, as you know.
KE0KE.
WB8FCC, I'm watching Channel 2. I'm not trying to cause any trouble, but Channel 2 is saying that the National Weather Service has observed a tornado on the ground near New Melody.
Zero CJQ, monitoring from Mid Rivers. Sirens just quieted down, and I'm showing suction from east to west.
Mike, did you say you had a storm south of Augusta? Do you have any update on that?
The only updates we have is they were saying that it's over Defiance.
How's the National Weather Service, ironically enough, out there on the hilltop out in southern O'Fallon, that area? So, yep, heads up to you and everybody else. Looks like a tornado is on the ground. And in fact, they confirmed a debris.
Okay, latest out of National Weather, they continued the tornado warning. It's observed tornado threat, hail 2 inches, Franklin, St. Charles County, a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado.
I'm just watching it live on the TV, phenomenal coverage on Channel 4. So we're really lucky to have all the good technology around this area. So they're doing a great job, and I don't know that I could say more than looks like on a
is running toward St. Clair.
On over into the valley up around Creve Coeur, perhaps that area. So those areas are kind of in that line of the target there, nonetheless. So hopefully that helps out. Call back if any questions needed, or if you have any information.
Ground zero, the wife is taking the dogs and heading for the basement right now. We're in St. Peter's, Highway K and 70. It looks like we're kind of in the center of where the line of the storm's going to go through. That Channel 4 storm radar board, that's what I see when I look at weather. And, boy, I tell you what, that sure showed that book real easy.
Yeah, they're doing a real good job covering it. In fact, they even called it a concern before it actually ultimately materialized into a hook pattern. And they called it and confirmed it then. So anyway, it's, good time to take good shelter.
Alrighty, very good. I'll grab a bottle of wine, glass, and head down to the basement. I will be comfortable.
The National Weather Service has issued another tornado warning for central St. Charles County, east central Missouri until 7 p.m. 6:19, a confirmed tornado was located over Weldon Spring, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour. And weather spotters have confirmed the tornado. The tornado will be near St. Peter's, Town and Country, Harvester around 6:25 p.m., St. Charles, Maryland Heights, Lambert, St. Louis International Airport at 6:35. So be advised and keep your eyes open It also will be going through northeastern St. Charles County and west Alton Portage to Sioux around 6:50 and Alton around 7 p.m. This is a real tornado, guys. Keep your heads down.
KEA reporting from Overland, Missouri. Tornado sirens just went off again.
Confirm anything on the ground, but I do see rotation near me.
You're 40 and K, right?
That's affirmative. 40 and K.
Message received.
Near New Mali, headed this way. Anybody out there, please take cover.
Message received. Heavy rains at this time in Lake St. Louis area. No rotation. Thank you.
Report.
The National Weather Service has opened their net on 147.360. Positive offset. This is KE0KZ.
Located over the harvester area, moving northeast at 45 miles an hour.
Net control, AD0MO.
Go ahead, John.
Add nickel size hail, Highway K, Highway N.
Roger, nickel size hail, Highway K and N.
KAJSL, does anybody have a location on this tornado?
Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie GMAC, rush traffic.
Go ahead, rush traffic.
We do have a funnel cloud, and I am...
Okay, what's your call sign, please?
Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie GMAC, and it's spotter M3279, I believe it is.
Okay, you have a confirmed funnel cloud, upper bottom road.
Hit the weather net on 147.36, positive offset.
KAJSL, funnel cloud is over 364 in Kisker right now.
Okay, funnel 364 in Kisker.
Weather emergency, net.
Confirmed funnel. I'm going to the basement. Yeah, it's over 364 in Kisker.
Your call again, quick.
Cannot see the one at 364 in Kisker yet.
80-0WX, I'm a mile south on Kisker from 364, and I'm not seeing it.
Where it is. Message received.
W0ECA, WA0QKD.
All right, John.
Mr. Jeff, we got heavy rains at Highway K. It's Highway K at Mexico Road. Highway K at Mexico Road, heavy rains and moderate winds.
Message received.
Roger.
KDVC, Mexico, West Sunny Hill, hail.
Okay, what was the call?
KDVC, K8EVC.
Okay, what size hail?
Nickel size hail. Little rain, little wind, nickel size hail.
To receive, having the log. YL, go.
Heavy rain and moderate winds, no hail.
Message received.
We have hail beginning. It's approximately pea size at this time. Looks like it's getting bigger.
Okay, we have that, Mike. Thanks.
CJQ, spotter number M3054.
Go ahead.
Current location is and heavy rain.
Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie, do you have Mike on rest traffic again?
Julie Echo, Mike.
Okay, I've got hail, and we got another non-producing, look like not on the ground funnel unless there's so much activity and rain and stuff around this. This is upper bottom at Jumps Hill on the hill. Looks like, anyway, over.
Okay, hail at upper bottom at Jump Station, another possible funnel.
I cannot confirm it's on the ground, but I can't see it very well. Over.
Hey, message received.
Actually getting a video on what I have.
Rain Harvester.
KCH, go ahead.
Harvester, heavy wind-driven rain.
Do have another funnel cloud, same location, and I believe this is going to almost make the ground from Junk Station, Cox Hill, upper bottom area. Low Echo Zero, Charlie, do you hear Mike?
What's the weather net on?
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting pea-sized hail over here near Church on the Rock.
It did not make the ground. Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie, the mic.
Did you say it just hit the ground?
Negative. Did not hit the ground going back up, but it's definitely a funnel cloud. That was the closest one. It is raining heavily now. I'm going to take cover.
Message received.
KDVC, Mexico, West Sunny Hill, heavy rain, 65 mile per hour, wind gust on my anemometer.
Okay, 65 mile an hour wind gust, what location?
Mexico, West Sunny Hill.
Message received.
Heavy rain. Nickel size hail, Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie, GMI.
Charlie, Juliet, Mike, what direction were you facing when you saw that last funnel?
I was facing north, northwest, and that would have put it over into northern, into St. Charles there, over there by Hempstead. Across the Missouri River. The other tornado, which I think went over my head, would have already been around the bridge, 364 in upper bottom.
Okay, message received.
Correction. Now we got nickel size hail.
KCC0LKD.
Confirmed damage. I had the winds, but just like the last ones we've seen, there were a couple of those were airborne, and then that other one was covered with rain, and that's when I took cover of.
Weather. Emergency.
Message received. 0ECA, net control.
CC, net control, this should be better.
Yeah, that's better, N0CC.
P-size hail, Zumbel, and First Capital.
Hey, P-size hail, Zumbel, First Capital.
Hey, can you confirm, are we all clear of any of these tornado cells? Because what I'm experiencing must be Scott over here.
No, we are not clear of any tornadoes yet. They're moving over eastern St. Charles County, western St. Louis County, and it's still not, there's a severe thunderstorm right now that's been put out again for Orchard Farm, so it's moving that direction.
Okay. Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie, do you have my clear? We'll be continuing to back out of the hole here.
Okay, we have that 65 mile an hour winds, Chung Station, Upper Bottom.
Do you have an update on those sirens from Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie GMI?
Update on what sirens?
That siren sounding again out here, Upper Bottom and Chung Station.
You might be hearing St. Louis County.
Okay, roger. Okay, yeah, I do see their radar is very intense from what passed through here. Sorry about that. False alarm. Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie GMI.
From the tower up high, this is K0RBR repeater.
Control AC0SC.
Station calling.
Yeah, this is Jeff, AC0SC. I'm letting you know I'm repositioning from my work to home QTH in Wentzville.
Okay, yeah, everything is west of it right now. It's just going to be heavy rain for probably a couple hours. It looks like the severe portions of our storm now is in the panhandle of northeastern St. Charles County and western St. Louis County.
All right, roger that. Well, I'll monitor frequency until I arrive home. AC0SE.
W0KG.
KG, go.
We're still without power. Any idea how widespread the power outage is in Lake St. Louis? We're on Quiver River.
Anything about, anything more about that?
KD0GF.
KD0GF.
We're on Quiver River, and we have good power here.
Where is here?
I'm sorry. 1.6 miles south of Page Extension Bridge at the river.
Okay, message received.
YCY. On Quiver River Power, they do have a locator on their webpage that they can go look at if they can access it through their phone. Quiver River Electric Co-op.com, I believe, or something like that.
Okay, guys, this is a directed net. Call net control here. I was somebody else in there. Other station with traffic.
November Zero, Yankee Charlie Yankee.
Yankee Charlie Yankee.
Calm down my location. It looks like it's all past me. Go ahead and check me out of the net, but I'll continue to monitor.
YCY, we have you out of the net.
Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie GMI to net control. Any idea on other storms tonight?
Just rain.
And then the ones, there's nothing else. Okay, Glenn, we'll take a standby. Thank you. Kilo Echo Zero, Charlie GMI.
Weather emergency. Left.
Hey, all stations on the net. National Weather has issued another tornado warning for St. Charles County, East Central Missouri, until 7:45 p.m. They're saying this area is
hit here.
AD0GF.
Go ahead, GF.
I was able to get to the Quiver River Electric Co-op outage page, and it looks like Quiver is reporting about 3,600 outages in St. Charles, 28 outages in Lincoln, 84 in Pike, 19 in Warren.
Okay, message received. 0KG, at least you're not alone. You got 3,600 other people with you.
W0KG, that's right.
D0WX.
Is she calling net control?
It's AD0WX. I wanted to let you know that one of the sirens out here in St. Charles County is going off again. I'm too far away from St. Louis County to be one of theirs.
Is this frequency clear?
Going through West Alton, so we have a couple sirens up there in the northern part of the county you could be hearing too.
Okay, I'm a mile south of 364 on Kisker, so it sounds like it's coming from west of me, but maybe the
direction are blowing like every 30 minutes, which is a little disconcerting, but there's no activity out here as far as tornado at the moment, and I hope it stays that way.
Affirmative, out this way. I'm out here Lincoln County area, and it blew through where I'm at, but I'm kind of located in between all the towns out this way, kind of in between Warrenton and Troy, so most major storms miss us. We just get a lot of the wind and rain, so we've been lucky on that. But yeah, I was kind of wondering if they'd just be keeping the radio clear for emergency traffic or something like that, or if somebody, I don't know, got up with the net or something aside. More important, like storms.
There is a fresh tornado warning until 7:45, though.
Yeah, looking at the radar, it looks like it's out of here, but probably ought to take care of it from here. We can go to 675.
Keep an eye upward, would you please? And this is KE0OAP. I'm going to step to the side and let more important traffic come on through. Thanks, guys. And I'm in Chesterfield for the guy that's up in Troy, or south of Troy. You stay safe, too. KE0OAP.
KG0KP, KE0OTG.
Yeah, hi, Renee. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard we got probably 55-mile-an-hour winds out here. It was headed down 94 at Kisker. How are you doing?
Yeah, we're okay. We didn't do anything here. I'm guessing it went more towards 94 than where I'm at right now. You know, not very far, but anyway. Nothing happened around here. Or not right here, anyway, within a few miles, so we're all clear. But, you know, as far as the net's concerned, we go to 6-7.
CA, I think at this time we're going to suspend the net. The has moved out of the area here where we mostly are covering. Go down through a roll here and make sure that you're safe and check out. N0HDL, can you check out?
Roger, N0HDL, clear.
The AC0SK, you're en route to Wentzville. Are you okay? Okay, understood. All stations, if you're still there, if we get into a damage assessment mode, we will re-alert through the tone system. Also, we probably for the next hour.
Delta Victor Whiskey Steve, can anyone hear me? Over.
For damage assessment. This is W0ECA suspending the net at 19:14 hours. Everyone, thanks for all your help tonight. It was a very interesting evening here. I hope not too many people have damage from this storm. Good evening, and we'll re-alert.
Hey, Jeff, this is John, 80MO. I'm clear also.
Oh, sorry, John. I was going through all my lists here, counting the call signs. I missed yours. You're right. Sorry about that, John.
Oh, no worries. I know you guys love me.